This is a HeadGum Original.
Ooh, are you trying to get your mug a beat? Are you trying to contour those brow bones? Maybe you're trying to lift those cheeks, mommy. Well, if you're going to do it, you need to do it with a quality product. That's why I am tired of beauty products not meeting my standards. It's time to reshape the beauty world as we know it. Well, wait no longer. Meet Worthy We Cosmetics, the first sustainable luxury beauty brand in the U.S. I love Worthy We because they have amazing cream bronze tours, as they say them, which is sort of like this cream blush that sculpts your skin and also like covers all the imperfections. As a newer drag queen, I need help from a gorgeous product like this because Worthy We Cosmetics are vegan, cruelty-free, and even the packaging is biodegradable. So not only do I get my bronze tour shade like perfectly blended into my mug, I'm able to build like a new beauty routine. It's so easy to use unlike some products that are confusing. These cream blushes are buildable in a way that you can't go wrong. Like they're unbelievable. They're unrivaled. It's become a beauty favorite for me. Truly, the wear and finish is smooth, clean. I know you're going to love them as much as I do, especially if someone like me who's brand new to creams and contourings. If you're as new as I am and you could look as smooth as this skin is looking, you're going to love it. So treat yourself and experience the sustainable luxury beauty brand right now. Treat yourself and experience the sustainable luxury beauty brand. Right now, you can get an exclusive 20%, oh my God, 20% off your first order at Worthy We Cosmetics, spelled WORTHYOUI cosmetics.com, and use promo code DRAGHER. That's Worthy OUI cosmetics.com, and use promo code DRAGHER for 20% off your first order.
Sunshade, Kiki with the gaze. It's time to drag her. Time to drag her. Drag her.
Okay, hi y'all. Some of you as you're trickling in, hello. Welcome to the only Drag Race podcast available on the whole internet. I'm Mono, you knew that. Thank you for tuning into this live coverage of Drag Race España. That's right, I'm a Castilian bitch this time. I'm gonna keep the bad accents coming at ya, Cleopatra. And I can't do this without the help of my hateful sister. She is the nightmare from Colombia. Please get excited for Oscar Montoya.
I just have to say, you walking in with this reporter anchor ass energy live got you good.
Oh yes, we will be dropping the Venmo. Thank you for reminding us, because galls and gals and girls and everyone in between, We're doing this for fucking free. Hey Makana, we're doing this for fucking free. Drop us a Venmo. My Venmo is my name, at Mono Gapian. Give me some fucking coins, because you said more Drag Race coverage, and I said okay, fine, work, we'll do it, we'll make it happen.
We're giving it to you.
How about yours, Oscar?
Mine is Ozzymo, O-Z-Z-Y-M-O.
Love it. Hi, everyone.
Give me some coins. I love the coins.
Hi, Blinking Brick. Hi, Beck.
Okay, listen. People are tuning in, bitch. Okay.
I'm here for it.
They want to know our takes.
Well, I mean, I have to say, I'm so excited to be talking this one. We're probably going to be doing it bi-monthly. There's just too much damn Drag Race. I'll have Oscar back as much as I can have him. We were just talking about this on the pod. You told me this is fucking fun. I'm watching it now. And
I told you, what'd you think?
This is a big picture. I just love it. And this is not to compare, because we've all said stuff about Down Under. I think Down Under is still very cute. And, but there's a passion and a heart and there's an excitement in this season that I'm
enjoying. We're not here to compare because every season is special.
You know, and all queer people deserve to be celebrated.
100%. Give us more. I mean, honestly, listen, I know that there is a lot of Drag Race content But I would be happy if we got a drag race from every fucking country in the whole wide world.
Dude, you know, I was thinking of they should do drag race Middle East. If they did drag race Middle East, because look, they're not going to do one country. It's just not going to happen. But we could get queens from everywhere. Israel, yes. Palestine, UAE, Lebanon.
Girl.
You know they got some plastic surgery. Look, I mean, the number of Lebanese cousins I have who came back after summer break with a nose.
Just looking a little different. Just looking a little different.
Just a little bit. Just about just 80% smaller than the nose they used to have. I'm like, okay. Okay, Natasha. Okay. But I love it. How are you reacting to Drag Race Spain as a whole?
I love Drag Race España. I as a Latin American have my own beef with the colonizing country of Spain. You know, we have history.
Isn't that funny? But okay.
What, isn't it funny that Spain colonized?
I mean, it's just so fascinating. I mean, the depths of Hispanic and Latinx culture and the ways in which they are celebrated and clash is fascinating.
Yes, it's a very complicated subject. You know what I mean? That whole it's Hispanic, Latinx thing. Yeah. But look, I'm living for it. The crop of queens this season, really spectacular. I mean,
wonderful. Wonderful
100%.
Girls.
Thank you, Lou. Thank you for speaking gospel. Spain are
colonizers. Look, colonizers are
She's not lying.
Cute.
She truly is not lying.
I don't like colonizers. They fuck up. I mean, we're both from countries that have just been fucked up by colonizers all day.
Mm-hmm.
All day. Mm-hmm. Work. That's facts. All I have to say about that.
Facts. But, you know, listen, speaking of colonizers, what's really exciting about this
what
season
a transition.
Is, well, it's, it, okay. trust me, it'll
okay.
make sense,
okay.
is that we have a queen this season in Drag Race España that I'm so excited. We have Inti, who
Inti.
Is Bolivian.
Uh-huh.
And really repping the indigenous population. And just like, I love Inti. I hope Inti gets it together.
I know.
Because, you know, in the second episode, she was feeling a little, you know what
her
I mean?
Her conversation about her dysphoria was really beautiful. And
but
then,
very real, bitch. But
very
so real.
And then the way the girls came around her was so, I relate. I'm really relating to the Spanish queens in a way that does not surprise me, but just like in a way that like, this is how my family talks to me. This is like, I'm just feeling a lot of
the really, way the drag queens talk to each other is so special, I think, because they're so fucking mean to each other.
Yeah.
But they do it in a really loving way.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They really understand each other. Yeah. And the way that they rallied around Inti, I thought was so nice. I'm just rooting for Inti. I hope she, cause she really has the goods, bitch. You can't clock the mug. Her looks are stuff. I really like her looks. She's fantastic.
She's it. Okay. Well, let's try to quickly talk about the workroom entrances quickly.
Okay. Let's do it.
So, okay. Arancha comes in giving you Barbie.
Arancha Castilla-La Mancha.
Which is something of the castle. What does that mean?
Girl, I don't fucking know. It's a weird ass reference.
I don't know. I didn't know if they were all Spanish words. Okay, work.
They are Spanish, yes. But I think de la mancha is like, mancha means stain in Spanish. So maybe that's the point.
Okay, that's
she's
that's
giving me that kind of, what would you say is the drag that she's giving you? What kind of drag is she giving you?
I mean, spooky, kooky, goofy, doofy.
Okay, well, that's more like it.
She will not make it to the Q&A portion.
Wow, because I think she might make top three is mine.
I love her. I really do love her. But I mean, she could step up the looks. But
the looks are garbage. Let's be real. She's giving me a fucking Hannah Montana meets
Girl,
Dollar Tree. That's what she's giving me. Very
pink.
That.
Pink jean dress. I mean, look, this workroom entrance is a burp for me.
Yeah, it's just not. But you know what though? There are traces of Trixie Mattel.
Yeah.
That I could see, and I could see her getting away with a lot because she is so fucking charming and very funny. Mm. So I think, you know.
Uh-huh. Someone's saying she is Don Quixote.
Okay.
Because he was from La Mancha. Okay, yeah.
Don Quixote, okay, La Mancha, yeah. But she's giving...
There we go.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so, somebody is learned up in here.
Come on.
Okay.
Okay, what about Sagittaria?
Okay, well, that's just Aquaria.
That girl is...
Period.
That girl is Aquaria!
I mean, she even said it in the Meet the Queen. She's like, I saw Aquaria, and I was like, girl, that's it. She's not even Sagittarius.
Yeah, I don't know. She's gorgeous. She's damn
gorgeous.
She's
stunning. Oh my God, she's stunning.
She's stunning.
Her look was really cute.
Down. I'll chirp it. It's
cute.
The wig is moist, so I'm going to chirp her workroom entrance. That's all I have to say.
Oops.
Okay, wait. Who comes in next? Let me see.
That's Tuck.
I mean, in the second episode, it was all balls. Just balls for days. That Tuck, that was a fucking chuck. When a Tuck is that bumpy, lumpy.
I just want to say, Lou is giving a straight fire with this Spain stay colonizing looks. And I have to say,
Blue.
That the colonizers colonizing other colonizers' looks is queer culture, bitch. Okay?
That is queer culture.
That's queer culture.
Oh my God. There was also a little moment in Untucked in episode 2 where I was like, that these three lines of dialogue are queer culture.
The three lines said are,
I wanted to hate you all. And then the reply is, hate yourself.
Yeah.
And then the retort to that is, I already do.
Yeah.
I was like, these three lines.
Well, that's our language, though. That's literally, we've said that to each other many, many times.
Oh, I see Sean. Hi, Sean. I did not expect Sean to come up in the live.
Sean Diston is a huge fan of the lives. He's a stan. He's an ally. He's really loving the allyship.
Love Sean. Okay, next we have Hugacio Cruyente.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Girl.
Do you have a full hour for me to just... talk about Hugacio.
Her looks, I'm gonna go ahead and say this, that the looks she's giving are the most exciting looks I've seen in current Drag Race history,
hands down. And it's weird enough that it's so special, unique. She's okay. First of all, let's talk about the name for a second.
What does it mean?
Crustacio is a play on bitch. Are you ready for this?
Yeah, talk to me.
The crusty crab.
Fuck off, you're kidding me.
Yes. Mm-mm. No, it's Hugo, which is her boy name out of drag. And then it's the Krusty Krab. It's
the
a
crusty
pun
crab pizza
of the Krusty
is the pizza
crab.
For you and me?
Girl.
Whoa.
Girl.
That's fun.
And that's why it's that level of genius. And then the level of just taking yourself not seriously at all.
Girl.
Beautiful. I mean, this, I really, really want Hugacio to do so well.
I do too.
She's my favorite to win right now. Is she going to win? I'm not totally sold on Hugacio.
She's giving
just
me
yet.
Jimbo vibes in terms of like fan favorite might make it almost to the end.
Exactly. Very that narrative. I'm expecting that narrative for sure.
Love her drag. It is so exciting.
So special. It's art.
I mean,
you know?
Guillermo del Toro, like, wishes.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I feel like she is carrying on his legacy.
Yes, very
okay,
bad.
Next is Carmen Farala.
Oh, okay, this bitch is your favorite. You love her.
You know, this bitch, I mean, it's so perfect we're talking about her because she brings up everything we talked about in this Pride talk of, like, she is one of the better-looking human beings available on Earth.
Okay.
She is stunning. By
opinions. Opinions.
Okay, that's an opinion I have. I think she's gorgeous. And she reminds me that if you look like that, get naked. If you look like that, share, baby, share.
Wow. You just waiting for her to release an OnlyFans like now, bitch.
Well, I mean, I already know what she looks like naked. Do you know what I mean? I'm like,
she leaves little to the imagination, truly, honestly. You know, what I will say about Carmen is not, is usually the type of queen that I sort of like, I don't warm up to. She's the kind of queen that takes drag a little too seriously for my taste. But
you
can't clock the mug. This drag is so, it weirdly is like a 90s drag that we don't see anymore. This is like a very polished season one and two of Drag Race drag. Do you know what I mean? Just like woman on the street. Very like.
She's stunning. She is what I wish I looked like in drag. Like, in terms of like, she is the hottest slut in Ibiza. She is that girl. She shows up to the day party and she shuts it down.
Yes, very much.
She's paid high for
class
a drink.
She's an escort bitch. She's a high class. And we cannot afford her. And I just want to say 100% that Veneno runway. I was on the fence the first episode, and then in the runway, I was like, okay, the bitch is fucking good. But that Veneno runway, I was like, this bitch came to slay. Another top three queen.
Yeah. Me. She's our look queen. She's our Courtney-ict. She's fire, and she can paint.
She can definitely paint, yes. And she's got a narrative. She's got a journey, too.
The snake look was incredible. And it wasn't. It was like, look at my body, but also, this is an incredible concept.
Also, bitch, it's polished.
There we go.
Head to toe, looking like Veneno.
And mug. Like, she looked like La Veneno.
Mug for days. Mug. I just want to see a little bit more versatility. That's my only... It's very much like the judges were saying about Hugasio and Carmen. They're both opposite sides of the same coin in terms of notes. They just need to... Hugasio needs to take it a little bit more seriously, and Carmen needs to be a little looser with her definition of what drag is.
Does she mention doing drugs off a dick? King Kong?
She did. Yeah.
Work.
But you know she'd be the kind of queen to do that.
I truly... Like, if I Freaky Friday'd with her body, I would return it wrecked.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, you wouldn't have a body to return.
That part. I would hope that they had, like, the good Costco return policy. They might not.
That bitch is, you're going to be like, dude, where's my Carmen?
they're going to be like, no questions asked. It's going to be more like, we have questions about what happened to this body. She's stunning. Poopy poison.
Now this one is apparently a legend. Yes, in the Spanish drag scene, her CV
incredible.
Is booked. It's a lot. Her resume, she got a thick ass resume.
Mm-hmm. Her talking heads are the best by far. She's hilarious.
You know, I kind of agree with that because I would have said in the first episode. Here's what I'm going to say. I think La Macarena had the best talking heads.
I love La Macarena, and I was bummed.
I know. But Poison, girl, that entrance look.
Horrible.
Costume shop.
Horrible.
Costume shop.
Burp. But
where's the glamour? Where's the glamour?
It's hiding beneath Mimi, I'm first costume.
Ooh.
I did.
No, Poopy Poison is giving me, you know, here's what I'll say too about Drag Race España is giving me Bizarro season 7 RuPaul's Drag Race.
Poison
is giving me Ginger Minj, bitch.
Wow. Yeah, I get that. She's just funny.
Funny, no taste.
She's always going to deliver when they say be funny. She's like, yes, I'm a comedy queen who's really going to be funny. I'm not going to be like a comedy queen who then can't actually deliver the funny.
Trixie,
she said it on the live. She said
bitch,
it on the
whatever.
Live.
Trixie knows it. She knows.
I don't know what she does.
She'll be the first to say.
I'm trying to not get excommunicated from gay culture.
Giving Uncle Fester realness. Truth.
That is a fact.
And that's the tea.
And that is a fact. Thank you, Lou. Killer Queen coming in, giving you Sub-Zero meets.
Very anime-ish. It felt like an Overwatch character, you know. What'd you think?
This looks great. It's a chirp. It's gorgeous. It's different. It's weird. I love the look.
Yeah. I like how it's like very anime, very video game. I will say I'm nervous for Killer Queen.
Yeah, I am too. I thought she should have been in the bottom in episode two for sure.
Yeah, I just, she is a doctor.
Uh-huh. Oh, right. That whole angle. She's a doctor. That, we love.
You know, that's her angle. You know, thank you for your service.
It's cute, but she didn't know her words. She was not a great entertainer to watch in the girl challenge.
Worried. I'm just worried.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. Love her. I love her because I literally, they're all very interesting queens, but.
They are.
I don't know.
And Killer Queen is funny. She has moments where she like really pops, but I think the other queens are just shinier than Killer Queen. I hate to say it.
I agree. I think you're 100% right. PhD. Mm-hmm. Oh, Lou.
Lou is coming with
this
the fuck. Okay, shit.
Said PhD in mediocre drag.
The bitch put on her fucking fangs and came to bite. What the
cunt.
Hell? Okay, work, bitch.
Next we have Dovima Nurmi.
Okay, Dovima. Okay, again, she's giving me Pearl.
100%. But I'm more excited. I'm more excited for sure.
Like, Sagittaria's giving me Miss Fame. Dovima's giving me Pearl.
I get that 100%. The mug, the look, the skin.
The vibe, the energy level, yeah.
And her and Sagittaria apparently, like, they have bad roommate history, which is so funny.
Yeah. I want to know what that's about.
It's a chirp,
yeah,
for sure.
I like her. I definitely like her look. I think she's, like, a look queen, capital L. I haven't seen anything that I'm like, oh, truly gagging over. Mm-hmm. So Dovima's someone that I'm like, I don't know. I could go either way.
Interesting. Okay, next we have coming into this damn room. Who is the next bitch here? Ah, it's Inti.
Inti. I mean, I just said.
Yeah.
I just said what I need to say about Inti.
Yeah, she's hot.
Point blank period. Love her to death. What she represents is so special to me.
Yeah, she's stunning. She's fun. She's so innocent and cute. I love this like pantsuit look. It's great. It's a chirp. Mm.
It's a chirp. I dig the vibe, dig everything. I will say, you know, hopefully we'll have a repeat thing where South American queens like Envy Peru show up to a European country and just dominate the competition.
That part. That part.
Hoping Inti really, really fucks like the rest of the bitches up.
I mean, she's kind of the maxi shield of this competition in terms of she's adorable and she actually just needs to like take.
She just has to believe in her fucking, what I call her pussy power. You know what I mean?
She's got to
activate that pussy power.
Her purse she came in with like, this is like a purse celebrating her, as she said, hermaphrodite genitalia.
Yes!
I was like, work.
I love that.
Okay, next. Drag Vulcano. This is sad now knowing what happens in episode two.
Listen.
I love Drag Vulcano.
Listen, you know, Drag Vulcano is trade for me.
I agree 100%, by the way.
She was my trade.
After hearing his voice, I was like, oh.
Drag Vulcano can get it. You can have Carmen. Drag Vulcano is definitely my trade.
Oh, here's my the fucking trade. Drag Vulcano is better at sex. 100%.
Oh, are you kidding me? What? 100%.
100%. Carmen's like, I'm here and look at me and do it to me. But yeah. Drag...
You're going to have to teach Carmen a lot of things. Drag Volcano has mastered everything.
Oh my God. And the way his stubble would like scratch your ear as he's like whispering it.
Stop, Mono.
Oh my God. And his bottom lip runs across the nape of your neck.
What the fuck?
And then he pushes you off the bed and you're like, what? And he's like, come back to bed. And I'm like, okay.
You're so confusing. You are so confusing.
You're so confusing.
I don't
understand
you. And
you come back. And then he like scratches your back and you're like, oh, do I like
it? What the fuck is this?
And then he throws you out the window and you're like,
what?
Ow. And then he's like, why'd you leave? Why'd you leave?
You know what? You need to stop reading Twilight, bitch. Stop it.
Oh my God. Okay. He's hot. He's great. This look
hot,
is a chirp.
Amazing. Love this look. This is the kind of drag I want to do. Amazing. Robbed love it.
Robbed in every way.
Not robbed. You know, not robbed. I'm going to say it. I'm going to say it because I love him. Not robbed. That personality, I don't know what happened. He was being not a little stubborn with the platform stuff. I was like, girl.
Yeah.
Like, what show do you think you're in? We need to see you change, bitch. Like, come on, get it together.
Yeah, and especially in like a movement moment, he's like, okay, you're not going to move a lot. That's clear.
Very clear. And like, I don't know, looks out of 10, personality. Oh.
I know.
Okay, I mean, for me, a 10, but like for the show, a 2.
Uh huh. She said it. Okay, La Macarena or The Macarena?
Right, The Macarena, because she started drag in the UK, so she goes by The Macarena.
This entrance look is fine. It's cute.
What was it? I don't remember.
I mean, well, there you go. It's kind of just like a pink, bow-ish dress with like a yellow bow, blue hair, pink kind of tall crown thing. It's just kind of fluffy drag.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Betsy!
Happy birthday,
No, we
Betsy!
Love you. Happy birthday,
No, we
Betsy!
Fucking live for you, Betsy. Are
no,
you kidding
we love
me?
Betsy.
We should watch Drag Race España with Betsy.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I know she started watching Poopy Forever.
No, Betsy.
Poopy's fun. Poopy's hilarious.
Poopy voice on.
I love Poopy voice on.
You know, it's so funny because for me, you know, the automatic thing is like Macarena versus Poopy Poison. And in the first episode, I was like, oh, I think the Macarena is like maybe better than Poopy Poison.
Uh-huh. Well, that was my first impression. I was like, she's incredible. She's funny. She knows how to talk to people. She has a story. So I was very sad to see.
She had a great story. Also, that idea of like being non-binary, you know what I mean? Like, I thought that was such a cool story that we didn't really get to explore from the Macarena. Like, I don't know. I really thought she had it, you know, and we don't know. She might be brought back later in the season.
Oh, does she know tea or what?
No, I'm just saying. That's just my prediction. Because, you know, they're going to bring a queen back.
Yeah, probably.
They must.
Can I say my favorite thing about Drag Race España is the lazy way the runway song is restarted. Girl. Like, girl, there's
That first episode was very munch, crunch.
Well, no, both episodes, there's like a fade out. It's like, now sissy then. Boo, patee boo, patee boo. Like, there's a full fade out and the track repeats.
You know what? They're figuring it out. They've never done Drag Race before.
It reminds me of UCB Drag Race. I love it. Okay, we have to quickly chirp and burp week one's
okay,
looks.
Yes. Okay, yeah, right? Let's do it. Yes, okay, and the category was
I don't remember. Oh, it was just like rummage sale.
Right, yeah, it was like the marketplace.
I love Supreme Deluxe. Do we love her? Is she? Are we living for her host vibes?
Wait, who?
Supreme Deluxe, the host.
I love Supreme Deluxe because you could tell she's having so much fun and that she's sort of just like honored to be like the host of the show.
Totally.
You know, she's not like totally perfect, but I love her enthusiasm.
You know, this is an interesting point of like having a host that's of your culture. I'm wondering if like there's pros and cons there, right? When RuPaul is there, you get to be seen by fucking RuPaul. But when Supreme Deluxe is there, she gets everything you're putting down.
Yeah.
And that's a pro as opposed to Ru being like, that's not what Sheila's do. And it's like, do you know? I don't know if you know.
I think it was a big mistake to have RuPaul host.
I know. Should have been Courtney.
Down under. Should have been Courtney or honestly, it should have been anybody
apparently,
else.
Apparently it was almost art herself.
What? Are you serious?
Girl, the gossip. That's what the gossip say.
Who's telling you this?
Girl, go to
Who's
the internet.
Who's potentially lying to you?
Go to the internet, girl.
Interesting.
Okay. Speed, chirp, burp. Are you ready, you bitch?
Let's go.
Let's go for it. So I think Inti is first, if I'm not mistaken. Inti's first, and she has this kind of like silver drapery, black.
Girl, it's ties that were stapled together. Let's not beat around the bush, okay?
So
they were literally silk ties, just sort of.
Yeah.
Hung up like a damn
she
fence.
She sold the shit out of it.
She did. She did. And honestly, the statement piece for me were the gloves.
Interesting. Yeah, for me, it was the purple friend.
Yes, very cute. But I would say as a collective aesthetic, it just didn't...
You love the
Grinch
gloves?
It just didn't pull together. It didn't put... I love the fringe glove. Come on. I love the little tasseled glove, you know?
I'm going to chirp it.
I'm going to burp it.
Work.
Love Inti with all my heart, but she could have done better. She could have done better.
Next, we have Arancha with a pink and yellow bubble gun moment.
Bye,
burp.
Bitch. Bye.
It's a burp. You sure are cute.
That's a belch. That's a belch.
But the fact that I have this wig does not bode well for you. That's not good.
Truly, where is the body?
Yeah. Where is the body? She is not the body. Okay. Unfortunately.
It's like fun and cute. This shit would be something. This would win if this was UCB Drag Race. You know what I mean?
But it's not.
And the padding, it just needed more stuff.
It's a burp.
It's a burp.
Jugacio Crujiente giving us, I mean, once again, Pan's Labyrinth, but make it fashion.
I have never seen anything like that look before in my life.
Agree.
And it was beautiful. It was beautiful.
Agree.
Storyline, everything. It was head to tip to toe.
Tears.
That was a chirp. That was a caca.
Sopping up wet pussies while
giving a storyline. The face.
I love her. And I'm going to say,
and a sense of humor too. See, that's the thing. It's like she's got a sense of humor and she's fucking fashion and art mixed together.
All of it. In a way that is really exciting to me.
Yes.
It makes me wish she could have been on the US Drag Race. Just like these runways would kill on US Drag Race. Killer Queen. Killer Queen coming in, kind of giving a lot of different stuff. Which is kind of her problem.
It's like if Poison Ivy went to the farmer's market.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But also wasn't wearing pants because
it's a corset. Yeah. There's a little bit of bustier. I love her thick, delicious thighs.
Yes!
I like the colors. There's kind of a banana. Okay. There's...
Now, let me ask you this.
What?
Why are you not crazy over this look? Because on paper, it seems like a good look. The wig is right. The body's right. I think it's because Killer Queen doesn't sell it.
Yeah.
Because you know that look, that exact same look would have killed on Inti. It would have killed on any other drag queen.
Yeah.
But there's something about Killer Queen that I'm just like, I don't know.
Isn't a super clear point of view on the look. It's kind of funny. It's kind of fear.
Why was it funny? What's funny about it?
She brought out a banana and she was like, I'm biting a banana.
That's not funny.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm not laughing.
If you would let me. I'm not laughing and I'm not gagging. That's what I'm saying. There's no point of view. There's no clear point of view.
Lou, she walks like a big potato.
Oh my god. No. Lou entered the chat being so rude. Lou, you ain't never lied. You are such a horrible person. Sagittaria.
Giving us
this corset, black globular thing.
Yeah,
she's lying on that body.
Well, you know, it's not that bad. She looks good. It's a little like Dark Lady meets Delight. Groove is in the heart. You know what I mean? Very like that.
Yeah,
aesthetic.
Bury her. It's a chirp.
I don't hate it. It's a chirp for me. Like
the
it's
wig
not, like,
is a good
I'm not,
choice.
Like, living for it, but it's cute.
It's cute. I can't see her nuts in this look.
Wow.
I mean,
you coming
puffy,
for that tug.
That puffy pussy was like Just leave it out.
Girl,
just leave it out.
The pussy just woke up. It's got bags under its lips. It's fine.
I like this space look. It's cute. It's hot.
Yeah.
It's hot. Use what your mother gave you. You gotta.
Yeah.
The Macarena. I mean, it's a burp. Things are falling off of her.
What I mean, truly, what is it? There was a fucking tag on the bottom. It's like, no.
Yeah.
And the judges were really mad about the shoes, but I was like, huh?
Yeah.
I don't care about the fucking shoes.
Yeah. I mean, I just wanted her to do well because I really enjoyed her talking about, you know, body image and like,
I know.
Very much she relate to that.
Know, she has more story to tell. That's why I'm pretty confident that she's going to come back. I think.
I know.
I know. But it's a burp. This look is a burp.
It's a burp. It's too much. It's everything. It's not good. Okay, so we have to wrap up. Oh my God,
bitch.
Dovima.
I forgot Dovima. Well, you forgot two, bitch. You forgot two bitches.
Ooh, Dovima's caught in a net. I actually didn't hate the construction of this look.
The bottom?
I liked the cords wrapping around her. I like her makeup. She's giving me a point of view. Like, her drag has a point of view, which I really like. Mm. I don't know if she deserves to be in the bottom.
And that point of view is what?
I'm sad.
See, and that's why you would never be a good judge.
Oh, my God.
That's why you need me to sort of tell you, like, shh, babe.
Girl, girl, whatever. I've seen what you wear. Okay, I don't need to take any fashion tips from you. Don't worry.
I'm not giving you any fashion tips, bitch. Okay.
So why are you
saying?
So why
you have bad taste? That's what I'm
saying.
That's what I'm saying.
Why are you giving her taste?
That's what I'm saying. I'm telling you. No. See. No. Because she needs to hear what I have to say.
Okay.
Because I'm what? Nobody. Okay. So she needs to hear what I have to say. All right.
I'm just saying. This is a way stronger point of view than a lot of the runway looks, including Killer Queens and the Macarenas.
Okay, incorrect, but I'm gonna let you keep that comment.
Disagree with I like
this weird like bondagey sort of like rope tying stuff, but the net I felt like was too much. It was affecting the way that she was walking. I wish she cut it and made it like a mini skirt or something.
Shouldn't be trimmed with such goofy boas.
It just felt very crafty. I mean, high fashion. It was like Isaac Mizrahi's like niece making an outfit. It was just like not the look.
Yeah.
And not for Dovima. Like, no, I'm expecting high caliber shit from you.
Okay. I'm gonna burp it,
especially because like she's boring. You know, no offense to the Dovima fans out there, but like, really, girl, that's Pearl. That is just Pearl.
Yep. I mean, yep. And I mean, they really rewarded her for being skinny and beautiful, as we'll see.
Facts.
Boopy Poison. I mean, this was terrible.
This look was awful. The worst. I think,
and she should have been in the bottom.
I agree. It should have been between the Macarena. And Poopy Poison.
This is so dumb. She looks... You can't.
Is there something on her face? Yeah, that ugly-ass net was on her fucking face.
Oh, my God. The shoes are ugly. She looks like wallpaper.
This was messy. This was messy. They didn't put her in the bottom two because of her legacy.
Yeah, exactly. Which is like, that's not fair.
Yeah.
That's not fair.
And wouldn't it be so fucking awesome if they got rid of Poopy Poison on the first episode?
I mean,
legacy where? Resume what? Who cares?
Okay, Lou says what Poopy lacks in looks, she makes up for in shade. And Uncle
you
Fester
just love Alexander. You love clocking her as Uncle Fester.
Oh my God! We've already talked. Uncle Fester is a queer icon on the pod.
100%. We talked about it. Yes. Trade.
Okay. Carmen Farala giving once again similar Balenciaga Versace. It's a chirp.
The fact that the pants were made. The fact that the top was made. The fact that the little headband was made. Oh my God!
Yeah.
Yes. 100%. 100% should have.
She gets bottle service. What?
I was gonna say she should have won, and I think I mean it.
You do?
And I think I mean it, bitch.
See, I disagree.
Well, that's what, of course, was everything. But girl, that was like perfectly tailored outfit.
Yeah, it was perfectly tailored, but it was just more of what we get from her. It wasn't a risk, whereas Hugasio took a big, 100%.
But honestly, I think what it is that I wasn't expecting Carmen to have that much taste or seamstress skills. Because, you know, in the episode, she seemed a little lost. She seemed a little lost and a little confused, so I was worried. I was like, uh-oh, here we go. Another pretty bitch who can't sew. But turns out she can do it and fucking slayed.
Mm-hmm. Shit.
This isn't Project Runway, but it's nice when they know how to sew really well.
Look, she could have won. She really could have won. But it was also, for the sake of the show, it's important to reward something unique and fresh, not just a gorgeous gal.
Agree. Okay. Yes. Ugasio definitely deserved it, for sure. Yes, you're right.
Drag Volcano. What do we think? Because she's coming out on stilts again. She has the silver. She has the cape. And she has, like, a big confetti.
Right. I mean,
wig.
No, I mean, if you've seen Priscilla, Queen of the Desert, it's like, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's still a chirp for me because... Yeah. And also, she just covers the same pair of boots all the time, right?
Yes.
There's no... Yeah, I was like...
Yes.
She does a good job disguising it, but...
Agreed. And if she doesn't, if those are all different pairs, wow. Okay, well, yeah. I would say manage the budget, girl. Manage the budget.
That part.
You know, maybe buy that a pump, part. A sensible pump, you know? But I guess she didn't. I guess she did not have any pumps.
Well, let's get to it. We have a lip sync. It's the Macarena versus, of course, Dovima. Mm-hmm. I don't think Dovima won.
No, I don't think Dovima won at all. That's why I think they're bringing back the Macarena.
That was so weird. Like, she didn't do as good, but they were like, we're just going to get rid of the Macarena because she's kind of, we don't know what to do with her. She's funny.
Yes. Yes, and also I think it's like, we can't have the Macarena and Pupi Poison. We just can't see that. That's not part of our story. So,
but
she was an unfortunate, yes, Lou. Macarena was robbed, 100%.
100%. But they're making room for this Ugly Busters group, which is very much the Relasca Talks of España.
Yes.
They're making room for that. They're like, we like that. Keep that going. Which is obviously Carmen, Sagittaria, and Dovima being like,
right,
thin, we hate you.
We're thin and pretty. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But wild. No.
This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. Are you seeing some triggering ads on social media? Stuff about summer bodies, stuff about the diet cleanse, stuff about trimming down. Fuck that noise. That stuff is triggering for me, and I assume it's triggering for someone else listening. That's why I use BetterHelp. BetterHelp allows me to get in touch with a licensed professional therapist who can help me recharge, who can help me decrap my brain. Because those negative images and slogans can really creep in and give me negative body talk. You know what I mean? Any form of negative self-talk that is traumatic for me. And thankfully, I'm using these tools and being honest about them and articulating them in a way that takes the power away from them. If you're thinking about therapy, you should give BetterHelp a try because it's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All you do is fill out a brief questionnaire. You get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can even switch therapists anytime at no additional charge. That's how I found my personal therapist. I found my sweet spot with BetterHelp. So go. Visit BetterHelp.com/drag her today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/drag her. Go find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Hi, listeners. Here to tell you about a very important organization called Al Otro Lado, which helps to reunify families which have been ripped apart due to our country's cruel border policies. As you know, since 2018, many people have been suffering through these policies, which have taken children away from their parents. And Al Otro Lado is working to reunify families. They've already reunified over 100 refugee families, and they create legal and humanitarian support to refugees, deportees, and other migrants in the United States and Tijuana. We want you to get involved today. Help me support Al Otro Lado and donate today. You can find the link to donate to Al Otro Lado in the description of this episode below, or go to gum.fm/charity and donate today. You can also consider volunteering with the organization, which offers opportunities that are both in-person and virtual. The best way to get involved is by filling out an application on their website at alotrolado.org/volunteer. That's alotrolado.org/volunteer.
Okay, so let's go right into Ep 2. Mm-hmm. The first thing I want to say is Spain's pit crew is far and away the fucking hottest pit crew in Drag Race history.
Wow, that's a statement, because there's been a lot of pit crews over the years.
Far and away. Far and away. There's no contest.
Wow.
Please come for me in the comments if you disagree.
I mean, I disagree, but okay, sure.
Who's the hottest pit crew?
I would say, honestly, I loved Canada's Drag Race pit crew.
Colonizer.
Because,
colonizer.
No, bitch, no, because colonizer. We had different body types represented, okay? We had a little thick boy in there. We had some, I don't know, black people in there. I was like, where? I know that there's black Spanish people, but I don't see them at this pit crew. I don't see them represented at all. So, yeah, it's cute if you like one flavor. If the flavor that you like is vanilla, yeah, that's cute.
Oh, fuck off.
Cute. It's cute. You know what? It's cute. It's
They're
cute.
They're not vanilla.
It's cute. Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. It's vanilla and then cookie dough. You're right.
Oh, my God. That is erasure. Erasure. Erasure.
You're right. There was one with tattoos. I'm sorry. Oh,
my God.
Go ahead. Go off, queen. Go off.
Look, girl, I was loving the flavor. I was living my French vanilla fantasy.
Girl!
With all of that caramel and mocha. But I mean, you're telling
well,
me.
Well, mocha, no, girl. That shit was kind
no
of delicious.
Mocha?
No, girl.
Am I blind?
Mm-mm.
Does my eyes deceive me? Work. I that's just my opinion. I would love to be in that dog pile. Just saying. Okay, here we go. We're picking teams because we're doing sort of a girl group challenge. Classic. Canon. What do we think?
Mm-hmm. Wait, I just want to say somebody said they are so hot, but also don't seem like friendly to the queens. And you know, Blinking Brick, I got to give it up for you because you really care about the way the pit crew acts towards the drag queens. I think that that's a very, very important element to their attraction. And I totally agree with you. They seem very cold, very distant. Okay.
I've
the
already
Canadian
established.
Canadian pit crew seemed a little nicer to the queens. So that's why.
And
I
I've
like
already
them.
Established I would like to be thrown out of a window.
Yes.
By
you
a
man. Are, you are, you like people who hate you.
I have to admit, I already have like, such a supportive, wonderful boyfriend that what is like crazy, what is alluring to me now is like, what if someone was mean to me? Which is my problem and why I need to go to therapy. Just visit betterhelp.com/dragher.
It's very, that better, part. That part.
HELP.com/dragher.
That part.
That part. It's that part. Okay, so we have the girl group challenge. They have to write a little bit, they have to record a little bit. What do you think of Las Cinco y Cuarto?
I love the name.
Can you explain it
the
to
five
me?
The five and fours.
The five and fours. Wait, mm-hmm. What is that a joke of? Making fun of what? Themselves? Their looks? What is that making fun of?
I think it's a time thing. Cinco y Cuarto.
Okay.
It's just a time thing. It's like really dumb.
Oh, okay. I didn't like, is it like a beat joke? You know, it's like, is it like a 4, 5, 4, 5, 6,
bitch.
7, 8
you
joke?
You thinking too much, babe.
I'm sorry. I gotta turn off my brain as much as you do.
I gotta turn my brain.
You off.
Ain't writing a critical essay for Vulture, bitch. Okay, slow down.
This ain't
the pageant, bitch.
I'm not writing anything else about drag queens, I'll tell you that right now. Nope. Because when you do write something, someone changes your words and you get dragged through the gay internet. Not gonna do it.
Oh my God. She said she's a survivor. She said.
Just like Kenya Michaels' Beyonce, I'm a survivor. Why is Beyonce farting?
Bring Kenya back. Bring
her
back.
She's gorgeous. I follow her online. She's gorgeous and stunning in every way. Okay. Here we go. What do you think about the performances? Obviously,
you know,
obviously, the first one is better, which is the classic girl group snafu.
Yeah. Yeah. But you know what? I wouldn't. I love the show, but I would say the production aspect of the song could have been worked on a little bit more. I think,
You know,
some of the auto tune was not there. They really let those girls hang out to dry.
On the second group or both groups?
Girl, both, but mostly on the second group. Ooh, girl, I was like, yo, there is no vocal support at all. Y'all are so ratchet. What the fuck? I was offended for the dolls. I was like, no. You're really gonna make me sing like raw like that? No.
Well, they do that all the time. They pull production back just to fuck with you.
No, but I mean girl, some of these girls sounded bad.
Oh, it was horrible. I'm going to say the second one is the worst sounding girl group challenge in Drag Race history. it sounded fucking crazy. I don't even want to say it sounded like Dying Cats, because that's rude to Dying Cats.
Ooh, very that.
It sounded like a train running over a pride of lions. It sounded fucking crazy.
And it's like, we have heard some bad, we've heard fucking Pheromone sing, okay? And the amount of help the producers put on that track, it made her sound competent.
That part.
This could
crazy, Pheromone, right?
Love it. Exactly. You don't love it. Anyway, it's cute. But damn, not even a little bit of magic? Not even a little bit of fucking magic in those tracks at all?
Damn,
I was so mad. Mm-mm.
Yeah, they fucked with us. They fucked it up. They always let the group they decide is the winner, they go first. We know that. They play the same song back to back. They used to be like, we'll produce two songs.
Oh, I know. No.
All Stars 3 had two songs. They were like, No,
we don't have the time. We don't have the time for this. No.
Same song.
No. We lost all the other tracks, so we're gonna use this B cut.
Right.
Okay, fine. We're just gonna add that in there.
Oof. So rude.
Who had the best verse though?
Let me see. I want to say Arantxa surprised me.
Surprisingly. I actually agree.
Yeah. She really surprised me. Everyone else was, she was awkward, but like with a purpose, but everyone else was just like a little awkward, especially in the first group.
Yes. Yeah. But Arantxa had that like tricksy charisma and the Alaska, like, just
comedy.
Yeah, just like the self-awareness of Alaska got, I think Arantxa did really well, and I think it was my favorite verse.
Yeah, I guess that's why she was safe. Safe. Oh my God, she was in the bottom. I mean, that's why they did it. Is that because I was like, I don't know if she necessarily, I guess she kind of won that lip sync, but I was like, I wasn't sold on
she
that.
She won the lip sync. She won the lip sync, I think. I mean, no I stunts were pulled.
Was
it wasn't
so
like
rough.
I know. But we're not up there. We're not up to that part yet.
Okay. Las Meteldonas.
Oh, yeah. Just also to chirp what Marty Knit said. And the choreos were crunchy.
Oh,
yeah,
my
very
God.
Very bad. Very step-touch choreo.
Crazy. I mean, once again, they're coming for other past. I'm going to go ahead and say the Drag Race Canada gig had the least synchronized choreo in the history of Drag
but
Race.
Tell me why. Tell me why Sorry Not Sorry is like a video I watch all the fucking time.
You're sick. Because you're a sick man. You're really, a sick man.
Because the editors fucking fucked with those queens. They were like, we're going to edit all the ugly parts and we're going to showcase all the ugly parts. And it's brilliant. It's honestly brilliant. Honestly brilliant.
Oh,
also,
my God.
Boa has the best verse in that track. Just
Boa's
saying.
Boa's hilarious.
Boa has the best track. Just saying.
Scarlett can turn.
Scarlett Bobo, also great.
Always.
Priyanka?
Always turns.
Really good. Boa, yep. The best. The best.
Yeah, I'm here for that. Okay, best. Whatever. This is a mess. Can we chirp and burp the runway? That's yes. A tribute to La Veneno.
Yes. Oh, my
what?
God.
What? Okay, first is Sagittaria, and she reveals from out of this coat.
it's that look. Mano's that look. Favorite.
My favorite look. There's a very juicy nut. I guess I also want to say Hugasio looked amazing in the girl group chat.
Yes! That is somewhat, amazing. That was like very much like, I'm going to do Hugasio, but I'm also going to play along with the dolls, but like also doing it her own way.
Uh-huh.
An artist. Yeah. A true artist. I think a true fucking artist.
True artist. I can't wait to see what she does next. Okay, mm-hmm. Sagittaria. She has sort of like a coat on. She reveals to just nudity. And it's not even a meaty tuck. It's like, it's a tuck that's, how do I put this? It is
let's
popping
say, let's just
from
say,
her body.
That tuck was a keto tuck. That shit was a keto diet. Atkins diet tuck.
What do you mean? All fat? Absolutely.
That was packed with protein, bitch. Okay? That was very that.
I mean, my God. Huevos dragcheros is what we're calling this look.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to burp it.
Very stuffed crust. Very stuffed crust, Chicago style, deep dish pizza for
this
sure.
This is a burp. There's nothing happening in this look.
She looked good.
She sure did look good.
The reveal was very surprising, not in a good way.
Her
chirp
body's
it. I'm
incredible.
A chirp it. I'm a chirp it overall. Okay. But I'm not excited about this.
Vulvasaurus Rex. Yes, Lou. Work. You better fucking work, Lou. Boopy Poisson!
Boopy?
Giving a leopard cowboy.
Yes, with giving us like the coming out of prison
Luke?
Veneno vibe.
This is bad. No, it's bad.
It's bad because it is very sort of like, you know, immigrant auntie. A lot of my aunties look like this, you know?
Yes!
So, you know, for me, it resonated. I get it.
Work.
You know, I'm gonna look like this. I'm gonna dress like this in like 2 years. So watch out.
I can't wait. I'm
but I thought it met the assignment. I thought like it. I thought it worked for Veneno, and she did it in a Boopy Poison way, which I'm not gonna hate on that. I'm not gonna hate on it.
It's a burp. It's not good. There's no hips. It's bad.
Oh, okay. Next. Wow. Okay. I'm gonna chirp it because you burped it.
Okay. Work. Drag Vulcano, giving us this very interesting celestial fairy.
Yeah, more like of an altar. Yeah, and an altar to Veneno. She was like an inanimate object. She was like if Beauty and the Beast took place in a castle in Spain in 1996.
I'm going to chirp it. I mean, I
like it too. I'm a chirp.
I like it.
The face? Beat.
Beat. There's a look here.
Look? Stun.
It's accentuated. It's literally, I mean, and like the way the pictures of Veneno are there are like cool.
But tell me you weren't a little exhausted when she clopped with those fucking things on her feet.
Little exhausted.
Right? I was a little like, oh, girl, no. I knew. From that moment, I was like, well, she's going
especially on. Because this is the one chance to be like, she wouldn't wear those. Can you wear what she would wear?
Yeah. It's just like, it's a great look, but like, girl, you have to just be aware. If you gave us Drag Volcano on the fucking girl group challenge, give us something different for Veneno.
Agree.
And she didn't. She was very stubborn about it. Very Taurus.
Very.
You know, so.
So then Inti comes out with this like white churchish like frock with almost like a rosary around her.
Yes,
neck.
Yes. It's a reference to an episode of Veneno. Yes, yes. And then a reveal.
Uh-huh.
And I thought, see, this is why this look is so brilliant.
I love this.
The reason why this look is brilliant is because you have Inti channeling a young Veneno, being mm-hmm. an altar boy and changing the look in the uh-huh. small town that she was from. And then the reveal was the outfit that Veneno wore when she revisited the town.
Uh-huh.
So to me, it was like a coming to form. And it was so brilliantly done, executed really, really well. Inti was like, I thought she was going to take it. I thought she was going to take it. And also her verse, even though she sort of mumbled her verse, I thought it was very fun.
It was fun.
Her verse was very, very fun.
It was one of the more fun verses. The sexual energy and confidence she has in this look is everything. And it really impressed me. So it's a chirp. I love it.
This is a capital chirp for me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the tits. And it's just, it was, you felt it. It was really visceral. Next, Killer Queen. This is terrible. This is, I'm, she should have been in the bottom because she didn't
Speak
know
on
her
this.
Verse.
Okay. All right.
She didn't know her verse. I'm sorry. I really do appreciate all drag people. I'm just being opinionated because opinions are fun. It seems like
what the fuck did Killer Queen do to you, bitch? It seems personal.
it's just messy. And it's just like the ghost of Jocelyn Fox.
Yeah, this was
back.
A miss. This was a 100% burp. This was like, you didn't even do the assignment. Like, no.
No.
The angel of Veneno, I don't know.
And just like these wings. And then just like the head is like just, it's like
no,
just everything
no, no, no,
everywhere.
No. She auditioned for like a showgirls spot in Vegas and didn't get it and then had to run back to do this challenge. No, miss. Mm-hmm. Burp.
Her look was a PhD, someone says. What is that? A pretty hot dumpster? What is that? what is a PhD?
PhD in, are you going to finish that?
Are you ready? Is it coming? Okay. So, next we have, this is Dovima,
Dovima
giving a red leather look. Her jacket says, que vayan pasando.
Mm-hmm.
Which means
I like
let
this
them
look.
Come by, right?
Let them keep going.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's like, let them go. Sorry, the subtitles on WoW
Girl,
are hideous.
Wow. Rosetta Stone, bitch. That's all I got to say.
Okay, great. Okay, when they do Drag Race Greece, I'm going to come for you.
I'll come prepared, bitch, okay? I'm going to take classes. I will come for you. I will out-Greek your ass, okay? Watch.
I can't wait. So wait, is this...
Yeah!
It's a chirp. Yeah,
it's a chirp, but you can tell that we're not super ecstatic about it.
It's not everything, but it's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Arancha! Terrible. This is terrible. Here's what I'll say. Adore wouldn't wear this.
Yikes.
Adore would be like, I need to do something to this outfit.
I mean.
And to her credit, she's so charismatic that I love watching her perform, but this is not a good look.
Yeah, this isn't a good look. Her excuse, which let's be real, was an excuse, was like, Veneno was so comfortable in her body. I'm expressing that sort of, I'm expressing that same aesthetic in my look. It's my interpretation of Veneno's like, celebrate whatever body you're in. But I was like, nah, girl, no, this is weak. Weak and unacceptable.
Unacceptable. And, not acceptable.
Sorry,
it's
girl.
It's a burp. You know it's a burp. She knows it's a burp.
She knows
in her heart that is there's nothing that can happen.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Hugasio.
Okay. Listen, I love
think?
Me Hugasio. Cause
you don't think this...
But girl,
what
the fuck is this? What is
this? You don't
this?
Love the comic? You don't love
this
the
is
comic
very Eminem's video all? For Without Me, bitch. Like, no, honey. It's cute. It's great. I love the look
exciting.
Of this.
Exciting.
But Veneno, and that explanation, honey.
What was her explanation again?
She's like a superhero, you know? So, like, She's, you know, so to me, she's like popping out of the comics. And she said this word, so that's why I have it written in the back.
No, the reach. I mean, girl, she's a toothpaste brand because that's a reach.
Girl, very that.
Come on.
Very that.
So do you chirp it or burp it? Because I do like it.
No, girl, I'm going to say it reminded me of Eminem.
Because you feel so empty without me?
Without this look. Yeah, yeah, very that. So I'm going to burp it. No, no.
Oh, God, I love the stuff she puts on her face.
It's cute. It's cute.
Light chirp.
Chirp it. Girl, really?
I like her. Whatever. Really? Let's talk about
Drag Race All Stars 1 did this look, bitch. What the fuck are you talking about?
It's better than that.
It is better than that. That is true, but still. For Ugacio, it felt very phoned in.
Whatever. You chirped some stupid shit earlier.
No.
Yes, you did.
Mm-mm.
You chirped poopy.
What did I chirp?
You chirped poopy. And poopy, as you said, looked like an auntie at Plaza.
Respect your elders, bitch, okay? I respect my aunties.
Bitch.
That's why I chirp it.
Yeah, but if your auntie walks at the ball, she's not going to get 10s across the board because she showed up in her one.
But that's a Veneno look. Dress. Listen, not every... Okay, bitch, let me... No. Listen, because here's the thing. I don't give a shit about Poopy Poison, like, whatever. But, bitch, not all drag has to be fucking high fashion, like, cover of Vogue magazine. Sometimes. Here's a thought. Here's a thought, bitch.
You're so
sometimes
wrong.
Drag can be funny. Sometimes.
But it wasn't funny.
I thought it was.
You are lying to me.
I thought it was, earlier, and I thought it was accurate, I thought it represented Veneno in that stage of her life, and I thought it was smart to represent that stage of her life because no one else did. So
I'm actually going to curb stomp you because earlier you said something else wasn't that funny. I was like, oh, this is like a funny thing, and you were like, it did not make me laugh. So you're telling me a lady wearing a leopard print dress makes you ha ha ha.
That's I'm laughing. Me. I'm laughing as if I were Paula Abdul herself. I'm laughing.
Basic.
Okay?
Ew.
No.
Whatever.
I thought it was correct. I thought it was correct.
Whatever. Can we talk about Carmen now?
Yeah, go ahead.
Carmen Parala. I mean, this is a chirp.
Go gush. Go ahead. Go squirt.
It's a chirp.
Go squirt.
And
go
that
ahead,
ain't pee. That's squirt. Okay.
You're so ignorant for that.
This is incredible. You set me up and you knew where I was going. This is incredible. This is gorgeous. If you're going to do naked drag, this is how you do
this
naked drag.
This is it. This is correct.
Gorgeously.
Is correct. And I commend her too for like being on that runway with her fucking arm up the entire time. What?
That was pussy. That was good. That was good. I love it.
I truly love it.
Work. So let's
Oh my God, somebody finally using the hashtag cancel Bono.
Cancel Bono.
Thank you.
Hashtag Oscar
forever. Thank you for using the hashtag. Let's make it trending. Let's really
do it. Cancel
Bono.
I need the press. As long as you're canceling me, don't forget to Venmo me at Bono Gaffian.
The cancellation.
Oscar,
I mean, talk about a cancellation.
At bitch. That part. Oscar.
What?
Look, we're doing this out of the goodness of our gay hearts, so send us some coins if you can spare
that
them.
That would be really nice, actually.
Tip a bitch! Send them at Oscar. Where can they send them to you?
You can send me a delicious little Venmo coin, some funds at Ozzymo, OZZYMO.
Uh-huh. And you can Venmo me at my name, Mono Agapian. To answer your question, Kay Pletcher, if the coins are cute, we'll do this every week. If the coins are cute, we'll do this every week.
Vary that. That part.
Vary that.
Boots
if
the
not,
house down.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to have to go bi-monthly, and then I'm going to see if Oscar can come back because she's not cheap. She has a booking fee.
I do have a booking fee. That's right. Yes.
Mm-hmm. So,
and it's doubled with Mono.
That part. Okay. Let's talk about this fucking lip sync. Whatever. Carmen wins. We get it. Good for her. She's crying. Untucked is cute. We're talking about Inti.
Oh, God, Inti, my heart.
She's so cute. Poopy's crying.
That is so, yeah. Yeah, Poopy. Okay, girl. Why was Boopy crying?
I don't know, because she realized how unfair it was that she almost won. That might be why she's crying.
You're so hateful. You know why? Because you see yourself in Boopy Poison. That's why. You see yourself.
I gotta call my therapist. Oh my god. Ignored me. Okay. Okay, this lip sync versus Drag Vulcano and Arancha.
Yes.
Do you think Arancha won?
100%.
Yeah.
Drag Vulcano wasn't going to do shit with the fucking... Like, no way.
I was surprised. I really thought she would do more because I just didn't... Arancha has been so casual that I was like, oh, she's just... not even clocked in, but she was definitely a lot more fun to watch in the
Yes. She was having a blast. And of course it was for the song was a Veneno song, which I love, and it was good. And I think she caught the spirit of the song, and Drag Vulcano unfortunately just did not.
That's true. 100%.
It's a shame because she was the trade. And I wanted liked to see her. That face. I wanted to see more of that face.
And I also just was expecting just more. I don't know. I was expecting more. I was like, we're going to get more from her, right? Because her looks are so exciting and crazy.
I know. I mean, listen, she's a big-ass deal in the Canary Islands, which is where she's from. And like that drag. I mean, that. Could you imagine watching that live?
Incredible.
Chanel wishes.
Oh.
Chanel,
oh my God. Wishes. You're coming for Chanel.
But you know,
you're coming
sort of,
for Chanel.
I mean, they feel very
similar. I'm
so glad
you asked that question. I'd like to nominate myself. I'd like to go home tonight.
I don't want to be here.
I am beautiful inside and out, and it just hurts that you can't see that.
Oh my God. You know, yes, exactly, very that. But, you know, Drag Vulcano's performance was just like Charlie Hyde's, just a very stationary performance.
Nothing was worse than that. Come on, be kind. She was trying a little bit more than that.
Ooh. Well, yes, I would say very, yes, she was alive during that performance. You're right.
If we rank them, though, because there's something interesting. It's like in the ranking of bad lip sync, it's like Charlie Hyde's. Is Tammy Brown higher or lower?
Tammy Brown in what?
Where she just dances and doesn't open her mouth once.
No, better. Better than Charlie Hyde.
Better. Okay.
That was more entertaining, even with Tammy not knowing a single word to that Michelle. You know Michelle Williams still thinks about that. She probably thinks about that all the fucking time.
So then Lemon leaving the lip sync, is that below Charlie Hyde?
Lemon? You mean... Ginny Lemon?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you meant Lemon from Canada. Okay.
No,
Ginny Lemon leaving, I would say, is worse than Charlie. Because she didn't do anything. She left.
Right.
I mean, it's really like, that's a DQ.
It would make me laugh, though, if Ginny was above Charlie.
Wow. Wow. Okay, now what's worse, Charlie or Valentina?
Oh, right. Valentina is... higher than Charlie.
Higher than Charlie.
Because she cared. Okay. She cared. She cried. I mean, she was moved by it. Whereas Charlie was like, I'm 53.
Very that.
Shut the fuck up and go home, Charlie.
Very that. Okay, what about
there's
Vivian
one more
Panay
I'm forgetting.
And Mahogany. What about them?
Maybe the lowest. I mean, no.
The lowest?
No, it is above. Okay, it's above Charlie Hyde's. It's in between Charlie Hyde's and Valentina.
It's above Charlie Hyde and Valentina.
It's in between those two.
Oh, it's in between.
Slotted.
So then what is the worst lip sync performance in Drag Race history, do you think?
I'll tell you right now. Cynthia Lee Fontaine and Pheromone singing to
Woman Up!
Woman Up by Meghan Trainor.
You that brought that song back worst. From the fucking dead. I'm so
that
mad
is,
at you.
I don't care. It's worse. It's worse than anything. What about Dead Butterflies?
No!
Lou! That was terrible.
That was entertaining, Lou. That was entertaining.
Look, we have to go.
That gave us a moment to do. Yes.
If you like Drag Her Podcast, follow us on Instagram like you're watching us right here. And you can follow me too.
You can follow my personal Instagram.
Follow Oscar at Ozzymo.
Mm-hmm.
Give us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts and go watch and listen to our other podcast because we're dropping a really exciting episode.
Incredible.
Right now, well, about midnight. Tell us more about that, Oscar.
Yes. Okay. So this whole month, it's a music video podcast. And this month, we are dedicating all music videos to the one and only Janet Jackson. It's Junet, honey. Woo! So tomorrow, we have a new episode, 3 new Janet Jackson videos. And we have a very special guest, Calvin C. Brooks, who is an icon, a legend, a gay person.
He's incredible. He's funny. He does a great Janet.
He does a great Janet.
He does a great Janet impersonation. He loves Janet. Mm-hmm. So then we watched 3 absolutely iconic Janet videos. So listen
for sure.
Or watch it on YouTube.
Okay. Wait, before we go.
What?
Predictions. Who is going to win Drag Race España?
I think it's between Hugasio and Carmen.
Stop cheating. Who's going to win?
Hugasio.
Wow. Okay.
That's where I'm going with my heart. Why not? Okay. Who do you think's going to win?
Carmen.
Yeah. I could see that.
I could see yours. You could see mine. Yep. No, Joe. No.
Boopie. Joe.
No.
Hey, Joe. Boopie boy, son, we didn't do it. We didn't do it, Joe. We didn't do it, Joe.
I know Inti's my favorite to win. Inti and Hugasio are my favorite, but
I don't know.
Carmen seems like she's going on that up.
She's just confident as fucking.
I think she's got more in her. And I do think she's funny. And I do think she's going to give it to us during Snatch Game. And I'm nervous for Hugasio in Snatch Game.
Snatch Game could be amazing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Very nervous.
I'm sick of talking to Oscar, so we have to
go. Yeah. This is the longest we've ever spoken to each other.
I hate it. I don't like this. Well, let us know if you want to see more of this. Venmo us. Look, Venmo us if you want to see more Drag Race España coverage. Till then, bye, bitches.
Bye.
Bye. Still about to throw some shade. Kiki with the gaze. It's time to drag her. Time to drag her.
That was a HeadGum Original.